Frank, there was nothing that was surprising to any of us who are around this all the time that Jason Oway ran the numbers he did, lifted the way he did, what Micah Parsons did. It wasn't a surprise, but the NFL people, to them, it's whoa, and I understand that because, you know, they're not keeping track of it the same way that we do. What does this tell us about them as players, but what does it also tell us about how Penn State has it set up in their strength and conditioning program? That it seems like these kind of numbers pop out all the time.
I think that's getting noticed, Steve, is that the last part of your statement is that Penn State is producing these types of results now every year. I mean, I think Troy Apke was the guy that was wowed people too. I mean, people expect stuff from Saquon, but Troy Apke was there. Like, where'd this guy come from? Jason, I think, had that notoriety, but he needed to prove it again, I think, is more what it was, the feel I got, is that scouts heard about the times. They heard about the ability, but let's see it in front of us. I don't want to call him a fickle group, but I don't think he did anything that we didn't already expect him to do. I mean, I don't think that's what Mike, if I was a NFL team, I wouldn't be my concern. Those numbers, I would expect those numbers, maybe just the proving of them. Because now it seems like, at least to me, he's more of a sure round first round pick than he was before March. And good for him.